Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
We are in the middle of a short, often overlooked season in the liturgical calendar, the season of Ascension Tide. In fact, this is the only Sunday in the season, sandwiched between the great feasts of Easter and Pentecost. It's easy to see why we often neglect the season of waiting. You know, we have other seasons of waiting, like Advent and Lent, but those are seasons of penitential waiting. Seasons which are characterized by the recognition that we are in desperate need, a waiting in which we are immersed in the incompleteness, the not yetness of the kingdom of God. But Ascension Tide is different. It's a different kind of waiting. This is a season of hopeful, expectant, joyous waiting. The resurrected Christ tells the disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait. And you will receive power from on high, the sure and promised baptism of the Holy Spirit. We began this season of waiting the 3 days before the Feast of the Ascension. Last Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were the Rogation Day. The word rogation comes from the Latin rogare, to ask. These are the days of asking, of intercession for the fields and for the parish. You know, as we moved away from an agricultural lifestyle, we lost our familiarity with some of the lessons of the field. The rogation days help remind us of the hopeful, faithful expectancy planting seed. When we plant seeds, we wait. We can't do anything really to make them sprout faster. We plant them and we wait. We wait and we pray for God to provide the rains that will cause the seeds to sprout and to grow and to bear fruit. The rogation days remind us of our divine call to tend and to cultivate God's creation. Then, on Thursday, 40 days after Easter, we celebrated saw him lifted up into heaven to take his place at the right hand of the Father. He says to them, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We hear and we wait and we pray expectantly, hopefully, joyfully, that God will empower us with the Holy Spirit to be his witness. We wonder, what does it mean to be a witness of Christ? The word Luke uses, which we translate as witness, is the word martus. This is the word from which we get our word martyr. Our reading today from Peter's epistle emphasizes this level of commitment as he calls us to glorify God even in our suffering. Jesus describes his witness as manifesting the Father so that we might know God. And he goes on to describe this knowing God through him as the very essence of life. Jesus then asks the Father to make us one in the same oneness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is the mystery of the Trinity. So this witness to which we are called, it's a witness knowing, manifesting, and glorifying God as we are made perfectly one by the power of the Holy Spirit. 2 weeks ago, we heard Jesus tell the disciples, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. This is the living witness to which we are called. I wonder, do the people around us know Jesus because they know us? Have they seen Jesus in the way that we live, the way that we act, the way that we respond to the world around us? The seeds are sown, and I pray, hopefully, expectantly, joyfully. Those seeds must be tended, cultivated. How do we grow into this living witness of Christ? Like the disciples almost 2,000 years ago, we wait and we pray. We wait for the power from on high to be poured out upon us. Because of the witness of the disciples and of the church throughout the ages, we wait in hopeful, faithful expectancy, knowing the gift of the Holy Spirit to come. In Paul's great treatise on the Holy Spirit at work within and through the church, we hear about the variety of gifts and manifestations of those gifts. We hear about the way that the Holy Spirit fashions us into the one body of Christ. We hear about the primacy and necessity of love, and the way that by the Holy Spirit we are able to truly come to God and worship. And in the very center of this treatise, the point of focus, we hear these words. Yet these three combine: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Friends, we live in the now and not yet the kingdom of God. We are called to be in the world and not of the world. We are called to cultivate and tend the way of the Holy Spirit in and among us by choosing to live in this gift of faith, hope, and love. Many times in each and every day, we encounter situations that we can interpret and respond to in a variety of ways. The current disruptions caused by COVID-19 offer any number of examples. We can look at these through the eyes of the world or through the eyes of the kingdom. We can respond according to the ways of the world or according to the way of the kingdom. We can choose to respond in fear or in faith. We can choose to respond in despair or in hope. We can choose to respond in selfishness or in love. Choosing to respond in the way of the kingdom, choosing to respond in the way of faith, hope, and love, in the way that manifests the work of the Holy Spirit, in the way that bears witness to the power and authority of Christ, risen from the dead, ascended in heaven,
each year.